dica, você vem ver era qual, era qual, era qual.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Traditional leaders in Catherine Ponji condemn vandalism at Kabowa Clinic. In African news, Uganda court upholds Museveni's 2026 election victory. Well, the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traditional leaders in Kapirimponji district have condemned the vandalism that has taken center stage at Kabowa Clinic. Senior headman Lupesha of Kamboshe has called on area member of parliament Stanley Kakubo to consider providing security at the newly constructed health facility. The traditional leader disclosed that the absence of security has forced the medical staff to avoid staying in the area despite accommodation being built for them. He made the appeal in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, urging authorities to act swiftly to safeguard the clinic and ensure improved health service delivery. A Lusaka resident, Alontia Tembo, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to intensify voter education for first-time voters ahead of the upcoming general elections. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Ms. Tembo said many young voters do not fully understand what happens at polling stations and may feel confused on voting day. She called on ECZ to conduct a sensitization. Tembo also suggested creating temporary jobs for youth during elections, saying it would reduce unemployment and give young people practical experience in the electoral process.
Imagine me for the first time, I've never voted. I don't know how it's done. When I enter there, I don't know what to do and everything. So I wish if something can be done. And also, job creation for this time of elections, that will be entering the period of elections. If there can be something that can be done, at least giving people employment, especially those that have never been employed through the same. So if there can be something that can be done, so that at least a lot of youths, instead of sitting, they can get some employment, and as well as being taught on how to go about it. Quite okay, people got voters' cards, but how do they know what to do?
Echoing her sentiments, Clarence Muziamba of the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training stressed the importance of prioritizing youth voter education and employment opportunities as the country prepares for the polls.
We are tackling voter apathy by making voting relatable and accessible. Our strategies include Voter as a Hero campaigns, highlighting the impact of youth voting, interactive workshops and debates on key electoral issues. We are going to collaborate with local leaders to address misinformation and promote fact-based voting. We are also providing voter education resources and partnering with fact-checking organizations to combat misinformation.
The Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZABS, has reaffirmed its role in developing national standards to ensure the safety and the quality of products on the Zambian market, including sanitary products. ZABS Senior Communications Officer Lupia Mazunda said sanitary towels are expected to meet established requirements relating to absorbency, materials, hygiene, and labouring and overall consumer safety. Mr. Mazunda explained that ZABS has developed standards for disposable sanitary towels, providing guidance on product performance, safety, and disposal considerations. He encouraged manufacturers and importers to comply with ZABS standards, noting that the Bureau is available to test sanitary products for materials and potential chemical irritants, though testing remains voluntary. He added that ZABS collaborates with the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency and other regulators where products fall under compulsory standards. African Nations Prosperity Fund President Ambassador Dr. Tresford Chomba has praised the government's efforts to reduce inflation and stabilize the Zambian kwacha, describing the measures as a boost for businesses, particularly importers. Speaking to Common Radio News, Dr. Chomba said a stronger kwacha is making imports cheaper, easing business costs and supporting economic growth. He added that these government initiatives are helping enterprises to thrive while positively impacting the broader Zambian economy.
Kwacha right now is doing very well. And if you look at the imports, businessmen and women who are in the importation, who are in the export, definitely this time around, they are enjoying their smiling all over. Can actually give some examples. If you look at our kwacha today, it's trading below 20 to the US dollar. So this translates into the reduction of the cost of importing, for example, cars. My brothers that are in the business of importing cars, those that are in various sectors, those who engage themselves into the importation business, means that now our commercial banks will be lending out money to all of us as their clients.
We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamene karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 170. 50 kg chihuahua, 140. 50 kg katapa, 110. 50 kg mupilu, 180. 50 kg ondwe, 200. 50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 200. 50 kg rumanda, 120. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg delele, 150. 50 kg mundambi, 130. 50 kg dindingoma, 100 kwacha. 50 kg kandolo, 250. 50 kg shava za fresh, 350. Bokosi ya tomato, 80 kwacha. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 150. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 250. Kuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 85 kwacha. Meda vinkubala, 500. Meda kapenta, 380. Meda binzi, 210. Meda delele, 20 kwacha. Meda impwa, 30.